95.1 KSKY is the Black Hills best rock. What's going on, Karsten, with you? And it's that time of year again. A lot of concerts coming to the Black Hills, especially with the rally rolling around here in a couple of weeks. Always a great time to be checking that concert calendar up at 951ksky.com. Joining me on the telephone right now, a guy who will be playing a show at the Buffalo Chip on Sunday, August 5th, along with his band. Perhaps you've heard of them, Theory of a Dead Man. Tyler Connolly. Tyler, what's up, my man?
What's up? How you doing, man?
Just living the dream, man. You know how it is. First of all, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us today here on 95.1 KSKY. I really appreciate that.
Dude, you got it. No problem.
You guys are all from Canada, right? Vancouver, right?
Yeah, born and raised. Man.
Born and raised. Proud wearers of the Canadian tuxedo, I'm sure.
Oh, dude, I've worn it.
So you, David, and Dean, you guys got together, what, about 17 years ago, 2001-ish? Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, that's when we got signed. We've been playing together since the 90s. Me and Dean worked together in a restaurant since we were, I think, 11th, 12th grade. That's when we started playing together.
The restaurant's still around?
Yeah, it is. It moved down the street, but it's still around. It was a steakhouse. I was actually a cook. I cooked steaks, and Dean was a waiter there.
It's a good talent to have.
Yeah.
So you guys have known each other for a long time. All three of you knew each other for a long time?
Yeah, I actually played. I went to high school with Dave's brother. He was the quarterback at our high school, and Dave was not. He was the opposite. He was the he was in the back bushes smoking weed.
Right.
Yeah, I played in a band with Dave as well. So, we were all friends and all jammed together.
Cool. Yeah, some people are in front of the bleachers and some people are behind the bleachers. I ask no questions.
Yeah.
So who'd you get to play drums with the three of you guys then back then?
Well, I mean, it was Tim Hart who was the first drummer until 2005. And then we went with Brent Fitt, who's now with Slash. Brent Fitt has played with tons of people, with Alice Cooper, and he's out with Gene Simmons right now. And then he moved on, actually, to Alice Cooper. And then we got Joey D, who's been with us since 2008.
Yeah, Joey's great. So a while back, you guys did some recording for Vince McMahon, too, in the WWE. How'd that come about?
You know what? I must have been the label, because we're all fans since we were kid back when they were called the WWF.
Sure, exactly.
I still call them that.
Yeah. I mean, I call them that, too.
It's not the World Wildlife Foundation or whatever it is.
Right.
So we did a couple songs with those guys, but we ended up doing the theme song for Vince, and it was kind of a rap. And that was pretty exciting for us to get that phone call. That's one of those great things that happens when you're a band.
Absolutely, that is awesome. And you played guitar on that Hero song, that Spider-Man soundtrack song, didn't you?
That was actually the first thing that I ever did. We were still tracking our first record, and Chad Kruger had this song called Hero, and the band didn't want to do it, so he just tracked it himself, and he had Josie Scott playing his thing on it. Then he asked if I would play guitar on it, and I ended up being in the video, and I think they shot the video for $750,000, and for a kid from Canada, that's a lot of money, man.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, for a kid in South Dakota, too. that's really, very cool. So a lot of great songs from the band, and I mean a lot of great songs, but for a second, let's talk about your latest single for a moment, all right? RX, Medicaid, it puts the spotlight, of course, on prescription drug abuse. Was there a defining moment, or what made you guys write that song, or rather, what was the catalyst for writing that song?
A lot of that had to do with what was going on in America. It was just on the news. It was just everywhere that people were dying, and people were overdosing, and it seemed to be a bigger story than heroin and crack and illegal, you know, drugs. They talk about coming in, you know, a whole story with the, and then coming in from South America, and now it's what's killing everyone is it's stuff that's being prescribed from your own doctors. So it was just a very interesting, scary thing I think needed to be highlighted.
And now there's a tie-in with Shatterproof, which for those who don't know, that's a nonprofit charity. Can you tell us about your connection with that?
Yeah, the song kind of took off really quickly, and I just called our management and said, hey, listen, I think having the song is great. We had a lot of great feedback from it. A lot of fans were saying how it has impacted them, and we thought that was great. And I just said, hey, we need to do more. This is the great opportunity for us to kind of give back and use the exposure of the song to expose the issue and maybe help some people. And our label went out, and they came back to me, you know, this great organization called Shatterproof. That's the United States nonprofit, and they would love to work with you guys. So now we sell these pins. They say Theory RX on these pins every night, and they're on our web store, and they're $5. They're cheap, and all the money goes to Shatterproof. And we've sold, I think, hundreds. We're selling for at least 6 months now, and we've sold hundreds and hundreds. It's awesome.
Cool. That is just really awesome. I'm glad you guys are involved with that. You guys are going to be here in just a couple of weeks for the rally. What can we expect to see? Paint us a picture, if you will, of just how awesome a Theory of a Dead Man show is going to be here in Sturgis.
Well, I mean, over the years, we've just slowly but surely ramped up our show from just being four guys on stage with a couple of Marshall stacks to now we have full video wall with this amazing content. And it's the best show we've ever put together, and we're super excited that we get to come back just for you and show you guys what we got.
Absolutely. Wait, you guys started with Marshall stacks? You're kidding.
Years ago, man. Years ago, yeah.
You'll be taking the stage, Sturgis Buffalo Chip. It's going to be huge. Sunday, August 5th, after the American Flat Track races. We could not be more excited about it. Tyler, thank you so much for taking a few with us today, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks, all right?
For sure, man. See you there. Thank you so much.